各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到 Julia 的原味美语课堂。 Julia 将带领体验美国哈佛、美国纽约大学的口语课堂内容。 Let's go! 今天我们首先还是先来回顾一下 Tim 和 Jack 的窃窃私语。 Hey, that girl over there is checking you out. Why don't you say hello?The last time I said hello to a girl in a place like this, she thought I was coming on to her and to blow me off before I had the chance to introduce myself. Tim 说到的 blow me off 是什么意思呢？今天我们就来学习这个原味美语表述法 blow somebody off. Blow somebody off.Blue, B-L-E-W, 是动词 B-L-O-W, blow 的过去式。Blow somebody off 有很多意思。那么 Tim 在这里表达的意思是 To neglect or ignore someone, 表示不理睬某人，忽视忽略某人。For example, I walked upTo that girl to say hello, but she blew me off. 我走到那个女孩身边打招呼，可是她却不理我。Blow somebody off, 除了不理睬的意思之外，还可以表示 to end a romantic relationship with somebody. 还可以表示结束与某人的恋爱关系。For example,I thought he loved me, but he blew me off for Barbara. 我以为他喜欢我，可是他喜欢芭芭拉而拒绝了我。那么我们要表示结束与某人的恋爱关系，和另外一个人产生恋爱关系，怎么说呢？我们在短语的后面用介词 for, 即 blow somebody off for.Blow somebody off 还可以表示 to deliberately not meet somebody when you said you would, 还可以表示故意失约的意思。For example, I had a date with Jenny this evening. However, I waited 2 hours in the cafe and she just blew me off. 我今晚和 Jenny 约会，但是我在咖啡厅里等了2个小时，他还是没有来。在此 Julia 提醒大家， blow somebody off 作为忽略忽视某人不理睬某人的意思时，属于非正式书面用语。那么用标准英语如何说这句话呢？ She thought I was coming on to her and blew me off before I had a chance to introduce myself.怎么样来改一下这个句子呢？我们可以用 I-G-N-O-R-E ignore 来进行替换，即 She thought I was coming on to her and ignore me before I had the chance to introduce myself. 好了，我们今天的学习就到此结束，明天我们继续新的话题。